Please open the sutra book. Turn to page 3. Yeah, page 2. 请随我念。南无本师释迦牟尼佛。
南无本师释迦牟尼佛。
南无本师释迦牟尼佛。南无 Root Guru Shakyamuni Buddha。南无 Root Guru Shakyamuni Buddha。南无 Root Guru Shakyamuni Buddha。开经记，无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。The sutra opening gatha, read.With me together. The supremely profound, wondrously sophisticated Dharma is hard to encounter in millions of kalpas, and now that I am able to hear, read, and uphold it, I wish to comprehend the real import of the Thus Adventist. Please, release your palms.Today, we are very happy that we are going to have a much more and more exciting texts. 我们这个经文就越来越有趣了。Today, because we won't be able to cover all the whole sutra, soI just select the most salient, important ones. 所以因为我们没有办法完全 to cover 整个经啊，所以啊，我就挑里面最显要、最重要的部分啊。So, we are going to do page 10, segment 5.And as usual, I'll start with Chinese first. 如理实践分第五。须菩提，于意云何可以身相见如来否？否也，世尊。不可以身相得见如来。何以故？如来所说身相，即非身相。佛告须菩提。凡所有相，皆是虚妄。若见诸相非相，即见如来。须菩提，于意云何？于就是在啊，在你的意，省略了一个字，就如意，就是你的意思。在你的意识看来，云何怎么样呢？也就是说，你心里面怎么想？你对于这一个下面要讲的这句话啊。可以身相见如来否？身相就是身体的相貌，相就是相貌啊，可以用身体的相貌来看如来吗？如来就是佛啦，佛的一个尊号啊。那也就是说，我们一般说看佛就是佛像嘛，对不对？佛的这个雕像啊，或是画像啊，所以那我们可以说。看这个佛像就是看到佛吗？的意思是这样的。这个问题好像这好像不是问题，对不对？这其实这就是大问题。你看佛像的时候是不是真正就看到佛？这样的话。好，然后佛说呢，佛就回答佛也、不是那个须菩提就回答说佛也世尊，佛也就是不是啊、世尊。不可以身相得见如来，是没有办法在这个佛像、这个泥雕、木雕、泥塑、石刻的这个佛像、这个 statue 本身来看佛。也意思就是什么？意思就是说，这个是佛像，不是佛，这样的吗？就好像什么？你说，哎，这是佛像，怎么不是佛呢？那我就这么说好了。你有 你有相片吧，你 take a photo， 那个相片说这就是我的相片，可是这个相片是你吗？不是，那是你的 image 嘛，那是你的影像，而不是你，你是你，影像是影像，对不对？ photo 是 photo 啊， picture 是 picture， 这样懂吗？所以 picture 虽然是由你的身像造出来的，但是 picture 里面，我们现在没有一个 picture， 你有没有 picture 给我一下？ picture 里面没有你，懂吗？听懂吗？ picture 里面没有你，所以你的相片里面没有你，这样懂吗？所以这要有一点点这个抽象的思考才能够了解。哎，那一张相片是你的相片啊？对，有没有 driver's license 拿出来就知道了嘛？哎，那个 driver's license 上片那个相片是不是那个像是不是你啊？哎，那个是你的像，你的影像，但是不是你，对不对？这不能搞不清楚啊，是不是？但是呢，等到这个我们在这个 driver's license 上面的相片，我们就可以搞清楚。可是碰到佛像的时候就搞不清楚了。碰到佛像的时候就说：“哎，这佛像就是佛。” But no， 佛像不是佛，佛像是佛的像，一样的意思。因为这是这个玉雕的，但是如果它是画像啊 ，this one。In the book， 这个是佛的像，但不是佛。这个是佛的像，这里面没有佛，但是这是代表佛。譬如说，有一张你爸爸的相片，那你还是很尊重他，对不对？还放得好好的，因为是代表你父亲，对不对？那有一张你女儿的照片。你要宝贝的要死，对不对？那碰到人就秀给人家看，你看我女儿 cute 不 cute， 对不对？啊、哦，哎，那但是那一张你女儿的相片不是你女儿，这不能搞不清楚吧？这如果搞不清楚的话，那个头坏掉了，对不对？哎，但是我们一学佛以后，头就坏掉了。哎，这个佛像跟佛就搞不清楚，因为佛像里面就说佛像里面有佛。这个佛像让你把它劈开来看看有没有佛，对，这个还有里面还可以劈开来的，可是这个画像是平面的，你如何劈开来？所以这个佛像里面没有佛，佛像这个里面只有色彩而已嘛，是不是？哎，色彩啊，光线的而已嘛，所以佛的像不是佛，也就是说这是代表佛，所以佛的像。换一句话，不是佛的真身，讲的吗？好，乃至于不只是佛的像，乃至于佛的那个肉身的像，他的本身的肉身像啊，也不是他，这里是更深一层了、啊，也不是佛，那个佛的那个肉身像是他的肉身，但是佛这里所说的如来或是佛，是指佛性。而不是佛的相貌，听懂吗 ？OK， 接着哈，佛也世尊，不可以身相得见如来，这不可以就是没有办法的意思啊、哦，不是说你不可以这样做，不是这个意思啦啊、哦，是你没有办法。因为这是文言文啊、哦，没有办法用这个以，就是不可是合在一起，以是用的意思，不能够用身相或是在这个身相上看如来，因为这个佛的身相的那个相片或是雕像里面没有佛啊、哦，何以故？为什么？如来所说身相即非身相，因为如来就是佛啦，佛所说的身相啊，说佛的身相啊，就非身相，你要加个真，非真的身相，真身之相，好吧 ？OK， now Don't get bored. I'm coming back to English. Segment 5, the veracious perception in accordance with truth. You know something? There is a key word in Buddhism, perception. Perception is all that matters. But the perception, if the perception is truthful, veracious, truthful, if the perception, the view is truthful, then you are going to have true wisdom. If your perception is false or crooked, then your intelligence will be distorted, whereby you won't have wisdom because your view will be distorted and become devious. So veracious perception is very important. And if you have veracious perception or the truthful view in accordance with truth, which complies with truth, then you are doing the right perception. Okay. Subhuti, what would you say to this? Could one perceive the thus advantaged by means of his corporal appearances? Subhuti, one of the great disciples, the 10 great disciples of the Buddha, whose specialty is in prajna, the transcendental wisdom. Subhuti, the Buddha said, what would you say to this? What do you think? Could one perceive the thus advantaged? The Buddha, the thus advantaged is a holy epithet of the Buddha. Thus, meaning, you know, thus. So, it's just done in this way. So, thus. And advantaged, coming, thus come. In what way? In the way of Buddha nature. So, in the way of Buddha nature means thus. So, in the way of Buddha nature and great compassion, that the Buddha comes to this world to benefit all beings, without exception. By means of his corporal appearances, could one perceive, can we view the Buddha by his material or fleshly appearances? Of course, the appearances of the Buddha is, as the doctrine goes, is the manifestation of the Buddha. And it stands for himself. But usually, we would say, this is the statue of the Buddha. And we assume there is Buddha in here. This is not just a statue of the Buddha. This is the Buddha. But most devout believers would think so. But actually, the Buddha is refuting this kind of view. He says, this may stand for me, but it is not me. And you cannot find the Buddha either on this statue or inside the statue. But it can be a symbol for me and serves as a reminder of me and my teachings. So this is the point. So this also can clarify some other religions say that we are idolatry. It's wrong because we don't worship the idols, because the idols only serve as a reminder for us to practice and to attain the perfection in wisdom and compassion like the Buddha did. So, because we, as human beings, we tend to forget things very easily, you know, especially practicing. But the mundane things we won't forget. But practicing, it's very easy to forget. Okay. Could one perceive the thus Adventist by means of his corporal appearances or simply his fleshly appearance or body? Subhuti replied, "No, your world veneration, one could not perceive the thus Adventist by his corporal appearances. Why is it so? For the corporal appearances that the thus Adventist has announced are no corporal appearances at all." Okay, so this is the difficulty in the Diamond Sutra, in the diction. For the corporal appearances, the fleshly appearances of the thus Adventist is no corporal appearances, are no corporal appearances, and you need to add one word, voracious. Are no voracious corporal appearances. Okay. If we say it is corporal, then by necessity, it is transient. It is inconstant. It does not last. Even the Buddha's body. So they are not forever. The Buddha said to Subhuti, "In sooth, all the appearances are vain and delusive. If one could but perceive that all appearances are actually non-appearances, one would be perceiving the thus Adventist." In truth, all the appearances are vain and delusive. Appearances, external appearances. So we also have an expression saying that beauty is skin deep, right? So all the appearances are vain and delusive. It can be deceitful. Why? Because there are no real substance therein, and they are only manifestations that serves as a symbol or material testimony to the non-material virtue and wisdom of the Buddha. Okay. Because the corporal appearances of the Buddha are magnificent, majestic, and amongst all the saints, all the holy ones, he looks great, the greatest, and the most serene and kind, you know, and fair looking. And that's a manifestation of his virtue and compassion and wisdom. Nonetheless, because they do not stay forever, so they are, all appearances are vain and delusive. If one could but perceive, if one could only perceive that all appearances are actually non-appearances, non-appearances because they are inconstant, superficial, one would be perceiving that that's Adventist. So this is a very famous sentence in Buddhism. If one could but perceive that all appearances are actually non-appearances, one would be perceiving the thus Adventist. Okay. And this can be very powerful and useful in actual practice. Now, let's go back to the Chinese version. 凡所有相皆是虚妄若见诸相非相即见如来。这个是佛法里面非常有名的一句话啊，而且是非常重要的，这在修行的时候是特别有用，尤其是什么，尤其是你如果着魔了，或是有魔来扰，或是有鬼来侵扰，或是你害怕的时候，看到什么令你恐怖，听到什么令你恐怖的时候，然后你心里面就想，凡所有相皆是虚妄，若见诸相非相即见如来，那个幻象就不见了，那可怕的现象就不见了，所以你不会有恐惧啊。所以你走黑路走暗路的时候，然后做梦做噩梦的时候，一见凡所有相皆是虚妄，光是这句话就破一切相，破一切恶相，破一切烦恼相。所以那你说哇，心里好烦好烦好烦恼啊，然后你就赶快念这句话，凡所有相皆是虚妄，心相也是相啊，知道吧，心相也是相，那你这个心里烦恼相啊，你一念这句话，那个烦恼相就破了，就不可思议就破了啊，所以非常的有用。所以破邪破魔破恶破烦恼就这句话，凡所有相皆是虚妄，乃至于你心里面起贪念的时候啊，然后你觉得说我不应该贪，可是你觉得我不应该贪有什么用？没用，你还是贪，你还是贪怎么办呢？用业力的力量推动你去贪啊。You cannot help yourself， 那时候你就赶快念，凡所有相皆是虚妄，这样。哎，那或者比如说你如果看到这个美男或美女啊，那然后在勾引你啊怎么样啊，然后里面你就心里面突然说哦呦阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛，那个没有什么用，你就念凡所有相皆是虚妄，咚，就好像那个孙悟空那个金刚棒一摔就把它弄成粉碎了，把那些恶相也弄成粉碎，把那些吸引你的勾引你的那些相都弄成粉碎，妖精鬼怪啊啊，看棒你狐狸精啊，凡所有相皆是希望，看棒就是不见了啊。所以这一句话有大威神力啊啊，所以凡所有相，一切的相，你要加个表字，一切表象。所以你魔啊、鬼啊，乃至于啊、神啊等等，现所有任何相，它都是表象啊，皆是虚妄，都是虚假的。为什么虚假？因为其中没有实体啊，只是一个表征而已。若见诸相非相，如果见到种种的表象啊，啊。如果这个见就是能够见到这个见是见到， 你真正 perceived， you have perceived， 啊，你已经见到了这一切的相，这诸相就是一切相，这一切相都是非相，非相是啥？非，你加个真字，非真相，一切的表象皆非真相，哎，所以你说，哇，你是个那个美女，这个妖娇美丽，你来勾引我，那怎么？诸相非相，哎，那所以就非真相，即见如来，啊，所以那你看到一切的表象都不是真的，哎，都不是真实有的，都是你自己看到，然后心里面起的那种念头、起的贪欲等等所见到的，啊，那如果这样子的话，你就可以看到如来的相，如来的真相或是真性，这样，啊 ，OK， 啊 ，If one could perceive that all appearances are actually non-appearances, this can be applied to actual practice.Especially when you are in intensive meditation. When one is in intensive meditation, there usually would, turn out some appearances, some views, some colors, some sounds,someone show himself to you in, terrible appearances, in terrifying appearances, or in, very, beautiful appearances, and to tempt you, and to distract you, and, or to make someVery annoying appearances to disturb you. You know, so, you know, why would someone do that? Because this is the world, and all the multi-beings are like this. All the multi-beings are annoying in their nature. In their own heart, they are, in their own mind, they are annoying.To themselves. And so, in the external, they want to express their own annoying attributes, you know, to express them, so they would annoy people or others. And those, invisible spirits or beings, would get jealous.Of your practice, so they will manifest themselves in ugly forms or beautiful forms anyway, just to distract you, just to destroy or sidetrack you from your practice. Okay, and this is not just true of the invisible.Spirits or beings, but also people. You know, people are just so many-sided. But they can be many-sided, but most of them share one thinking or one mentality.And which is very popular, and which is jealousy. When people hear of or see someone who is getting very good or getting some good things, they may say, oh, congratulations, but actually they become sour in the mind. And congratulations, I do hate you. you are so detestable. Okay. 真讨厌你又修行又好了Okay. So, this is the general spirit of beings. So, we need to know this. So, not all people would be happy for your success, for your advance. Most, if they do, then they are really your true friends or your kins, your close kins, and they love you. No. Otherwise, they either hate your success and be happy about your failure. And sometimes they just apathetic, you know, 没有什么感觉。So, this sentence can be used just like a charm, you know, to destroy all evil spirits or evil people or even evil thinking in yourself. If you engender or some bad thinkings at any time, especially about holy things, and you have bad thinkings, but you cannot help yourself because your bad karma in the past, and you want to conquer it, then you will recite this sentence. If one could but perceive that all appearances are actually non-appearances, because bad appearances or annoying appearances in your mind, your bad ideas, your bad concepts happening in your mind are non-appearances. And at the recitation of this sentence, then forthwith the evil thinking will disappear. Okay. By virtue of the power of the Buddha's holy edict, one would be perceiving the thus advantaged. So, if one could perceive that all appearances are actually non-appearances, so they are actually non-existent, then one could perceive the thus advantaged. So, and this is very important segment of the whole sutra, and very important concept and idea in the whole Diamond Sutra. Now, the next segment, 正信稀有分。正信，正信啊！你说，哎，你信不信佛啊？信啊！哎，你有多信？你有多信？你要晓得，信不容易，尤其是正信，你知道？你知道为什么佛法现在会这么乱？那就是因为大部分人信的很少，信根没有成就。乃至于信的不全，乃至于他不全的信里面还不正，还是歪的邪信啊！因为邪信，所以邪修，所以邪行。邪信、邪修、邪行就不正嘛。所以搞七捻八，对不对啊？做种种的跟佛法没有真正相关的事情，就称为是佛法。对，那乃至于这个弄神弄鬼的啊、哦，弄神弄鬼的，然后什么搞什么神通啊什么的啊、哦，这个狂惑世间人，榨取钱财， 乃至于女色，啊，这都是对于佛法没有正信，你知道吧？这个本人没有正信，所以就邪行了。所以这个一切的修行就完全在这个信上，而且要有没有正信。那末法时期就是多半的人，这个信仰啊，这个信啊都不太正，哎，那都会做一些 compromise， 你知道 compromise， 那就把它当作是方便，哎，那方便多了就很随便，哎，随便那就完了啊。好，看这中文。不要看中文，我看着英文题目好了，就可以下课了。Segment 6 The Rarity of Sound Belief. You know why Buddhism has become so complex and so unruly nowadays? Because most people don't haveSound belief or correct belief. And if you ask him, do you believe in Buddha? And he said, yes, of course. But how much? And how correctly do you believe? But it's really easy to test, you know. It can be tested.By how you practice it, and how you learn it, how you practice it. So, the belief is the foundation of practice. And sound belief or correct belief is very rare. It is not only rare nowadays,It has been rare from the start. So, it's a long story, and we'll tell the story in the next period. Take a break.